C'est l'heure de Black Up. Black Up, l'émission de toutes les musiques noires. Du moins, celle que j'aime. Dans cette émission, il devrait y avoir du blues, du rhythm and blues, de la soul, du funk, du reggae, mais aussi du rap. Et puis peut-être autre chose. On commence aujourd'hui cette émission avec Johnny Taylor. Johnny Taylor, I am somebody. Eh bien oui, personne n'en doute, évidemment, tu es quelqu'un, Johnny. Johnny Taylor, bon, c'est peut-être pas l'artiste le plus connu au monde, mais c'est quand même 40 ans de carrière. Ce monsieur a su s'adapter à toutes les modes et tendances musicales. Il a tout fait, tout essayé, du gospel au disco, en passant par la soul et le reste. Eh bien, ça doit être ça, le secret pour durer. Lui, par contre, n'a pas eu cette chance ou cette opportunité. Lui, c'est Eddie Purell. Eddie Purell qui n'a enregistré qu'un seul single, du moins chez Stax et encore moins ailleurs. Ce single, c'est The Spoiler, Eddie Purell dans Black Up. Après Eddie Purell, on va poursuivre cette émission avec Eddie Holland. Eddie Holland dans Black Up. Eddie Holland, Living Here, un titre de 1963. Eddie Holland, c'était, mais je suppose que vous le savez, l'un des trois compositeurs du trio phare de la Motown avec son frère Brian et leur condisciple, et non moins ami, Lamont Dozier. Et si Eddie n'a pas persisté dans la chanson, c'est paraît-il à cause du trac qui le paralysait et qu'il n'a jamais pu surmonter. C'est con, hein? C'est dommage. On reste en 1963 et à la Motown avec The Miracles, Les Miracles. Dans Black Up.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
Okay. All right, now here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three. We'll be right back.
C'est ce qu'on appelle un classique, Marvin Gaye en 1963 avec Can I Get a Witness, un classique que l'on doit au formidable trio Holland-Dozier-Holland, comme le morceau précédent, Mickey's Monkey, par les Miracles, sorti lui aussi en 1963. Les Miracles, dont le leader et fondateur était Smokey Robinson. Smokey Robinson qui, en 1965, s'est dit « Bon, comme c'est moi le boss dans le groupe, dorénavant, ça sera Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. » Et quand il a dit ça à ses petits camarades, personne dans le groupe n'a trouvé rien à redire.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now, no love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. And left me alone with only memories. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy time. Ooh, and you were mine. As I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday, all the love I gave, all is wasted. All the love that I've wasted. All the tears that I've tasted. All the pain. Through the hollow of my tears, I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Diana Ross and the Supremes avec Reflections, un titre de 1967 enregistré sans Florence Ballard, la fondatrice avec Diana Ross des Supremes. C'est elle qui avait trouvé le nom du groupe en 1961, mais en juillet 67, elle n'en fait plus partie officiellement, ni du groupe, ni de la Motown, mais ça faisait déjà quelques mois que Gordy l'avait poussé doucement vers la sortie, doucement ou sans ménagement, hein, ça dépend des versions ou des points de vue de chacun. Et oui, il estimait qu'il n'avait plus besoin d'elle. You're gonna need me, Dionne Warwick dans Black Up. Après John Warwick, on va poursuivre cette émission avec Errol Dunkley, You're Gonna Need Me, qui n'est pas la reprise du morceau chanté par John Warwick. Non, ça n'a rien à voir, ou pas grand-chose, à part le titre, hein, bien sûr. Errol Dunkley, qui a enregistré cette chanson quand il était encore adolescent, et ça s'entend. Errol Dunkley, dans Black Up.
Come back. with tears in your eyes. You are the good lover one.
Errol Walker avec John Public. John Public, c'est le titre. Après le reggae, le blues maintenant. Le blues avec celui que l'on a surnommé le père du Delta Blues, Charlie Patton. Charlie Patton dans Black Up. You're gonna need somebody when you die. Ouais, c'est probable et c'est pas gay.
You're gonna need somebody when you come to die. You gon' need somebody when you come to die. I will point you out a man, King Jesus is his name. You gon' need somebody when you come to die. Yes, I got a lawyer to go my bone. Well, I've got a lawyer to go my bone. Well, I'll point you out a man, King Jesus is his name. Well, I got a lawyer to go my bone. Well, friends, I'm gonna tell you, tell me when it comes down, his hand gonna be like lamb wool, and his eyes like flames of fire. And every man gonna know he's the son of two living God. Round his shoulder gonna be a rainbow, and his feet like fine bread. And my friend, I want to let you know again, he said, they're going to have a river water that flows through the garden, clear the creatures. And we'll have a tree that folded 12 mountains of food. And the leaves going to be healing to every nation. And a big rock that you can set behind, the wind can't blow on you no more. And you're going to have the 420 elders that you can sit down and talk with, and that you talk about your trouble that you come from, well, that you just come from. He gonna sing a little song. I got a lawyer to go my bone. I got a lawyer to go my bone. I will point you out a man, King Jesus is in. Well, I got a lawyer to go my bone. Don't you need somebody when you come to die? Don't you need somebody when you come to die? I will point you out a man, King Jesus is his name. Well, I got a lawyer to go. Yes, you need somebody when you come to die. Yes, you need somebody when you come to die. Well, I'll point you out a man, King Jesus is his name. Well, I got a lawyer. Well, I got somebody to go my bone. Well, I got somebody to go my bone. Well, I'll point you out a man, King Jesus is his name. Well, I got a lawyer to go my bone.
You say you're leaving me behind, but there's just one thing I want to put on your mind. You know the love that you've been getting, I'm gonna give it to somebody. What you gonna do?
You're gonna miss me, Anne Sexton. Anne, ma sœur Anne, ne vois-tu rien d'écrit sur les murs? The handwriting is on the wall. Anne Peebles, The Black Up.
Lately I'm beginning to see signs that you got leaving me on your mind. I get a cold, cold feeling when I touch you. It's hard to face, but I know the truth. You see, the handwriting is on the wall. Just looked up and read it all. You're getting ready to call it all. The handwriting. The handwriting show on the wall. Lately when I want make love to you, you say you're too tired or some other excuse. I might as well stop fooling myself. Just ain't much love between us left. You see, the handwriting is on the wall. I just looked up and read it all. You're getting ready to call it all. The handwriting is on the wall. The handwriting shows.
Thank you.
Barbara King, What I Did in the Street, un titre de 1978 comme celui d'Ann Peebles. Ann Peebles et Barbara King, deux chanteuses qui ont eu bien du mérite de ne pas avoir cédé à l'époque aux sirènes de la disco. C'est bien les filles, bravo. Oui, bravo, parce que ça n'a pas été le cas de tout le monde. On reste en 1978 avec Wilson Pickett, Wilson Pickett dans Black Up, Time to Let the Sunshine on Me.
It's still 187 on a motherfucking car.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on a motherfucking car.
Niggas that I used to know was so dope with. Listen to how a motherfucker flow shit. And let me know what's up, make him blast on. Thinking about the homies that passed on. Death Row come to show you all the game at. And show you how my label got the name that. So many wanna see me in time as money, but never in the BEN. Yo, welcome back to Vietnam, California. Ain't a damn thing changed, so let me warn ya. Every motherfucking minute you on the west side, the best side, 20 niggas done just died. Walking down the streets of LA, stay strapped, cause niggas bust caps every day. Yo, the 187 don't stop. On undercover cops up on the spot, getting popped, shot, dropping like this and like that. Rat tat 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 with they caps spilling back. So creep when you in the CPT. You catch heat from fucking with the DRE. I got my eyes on the shit unfolding. And ain't gon' be no trippin', cause they know the type of shit that I be holdin'. If it's another word said, I let my 44 go buck to the head, nigga. Yeah, and you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on a motherfucking car.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on a motherfucking car. Three into the two and two into the one. Get away, sit away, get away, Snoop's got a gun. And he's looking for the cops who set him up in 86. Now it's time to put they ass in the mix. Back on the streets with my khakis and my stars. Nuts full of cavi and I'm headed for the bar. Scared in the motherfucker cause I'm fresh out. But I gots to make my green and plus they on fame. Follow me. They keep yelling murder but it won't stop until the last nigga that you know drop. Another nigga out, but I doubt that you really give a fuck what it's about. Now, 99 pigs on a block with me. Not a motherfucking cop wanna knock with me. A C-O-N-V-I-C-T-D, motherfucking D-O-G coming from the LBC. Looking what the doc brought in. A Chrome 38, a 44 Mag and Mac 10. So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I got the gauge, a Uzi and my motherfucking 22. So if you wanna blast, nigga, we can buck 'em. If we stick 'em, then we stuck 'em. So fuck 'em.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on a motherfucking car.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on a motherfucking car. Splat to a motherfucker face, he fall. Strong motherfucker cause he starts to crawl. I guess I gots to load the Glock again. Hit him with the hollow points and watch him spin. Fuck it, I had to do this quick. Grab the Glock 17, the clip went click. Tried to detect but did not detect. Perfect, so I creep on that ass. Pop some and drop some, that oughta stop him from beating the blacks. Dead in his tracks from a bull, six pack relax. Cause I'm about to take my respect. I aim the 12 gauge straight for his neck. Book out, book out. Then I fade into the wind. 187 and it's on again.
Well, it's on.
And it's on.
And it's on.
And it's on.
4-4 Desert Eagle to your motherfucking dome. And it's on.
And it's on.
And it's on.
And it's on.
4-4 Desert Eagle to your motherfucking dome.
Fuck 'em, buck 'em. If they really want a trip, niggas, keep your hands on your motherfucking shit.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on a motherfucking car.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on a motherfucking car.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on a motherfucking car.
Dr. Dre et Snoop Dogg, 187. Ce titre, c'est une version alternative de Deep Cover, tirée, c'est le mot, de la compilation One Million Strong, sortie en 1995. Et pour ceux qui voudraient savoir ce que signifie ce titre, 187, c'est un terme utilisé dans les gangs aux États-Unis pour parler d'un meurtre. Ça fait tout bonnement référence à l'article 187 du Code pénal californien qui définit le meurtre. On va rester en Californie et en famille avec le demi-frère de Dre. Ce garçon, c'est Warren G. Warren G dans Black Up.
Blues has always been totally American as apple pie. As American as the blues, as American as apple pie. The question is why? Why should the blues be so at home here? Well, America provided the atmosphere.
You don't see what I see.
Every day as Warren G, I take a look over my shoulder as I get older. Getting tired of motherfuckers saying, Warren, I told ya.
You don't hear what I hear.
But it's so hard to live through these years with these funny bunny niggas. Ain't shit changing. Got my mama wondering if I'm gangbanging. But I don't pay attention to these father figures. I just handle mine and I'm rolling with my niggas. Off to the VIP. You see, Snoop Dogg and Warren G. Unbelievable how time just flies right before your eyes, but you don't recognize. Now who's the real victim? Can you answer that? The nigga that's jacking all the food getting jacked. Yeah.
You don't see what I see
every day as Warren G.
You don't hear what I hear,
but it's so hard to live through these years.
You don't see what I see
every day as Warren G.
You don't hear what I hear,
but it's so hard to live through these
another
years.
Another sunny day, another bright blue sky, another day another motherfucker died. These are the things I went through when I was growing up. There's only one hood and niggas should be throwing up. And I knew it, there really ain't nothing to it. Thinking every fool's gotta go through it. Now let's go back, how far back in time? Dragging to these hookers trying to mack for mine. I remember when we all used to stop at the spot. Back then my nigga name was Snoop Rock. It was all so clear. 87, 88, then 89's the year. You say everywhere we roll, you can say we roll thick. Way back then, 213 was a click. Serving the state paid, I was just a young hog. Warren G, Snoop Rock, and Nate Dogg.
You don't see what I see
every day as Warren G.
You don't hear what I hear,
but it's so hard to live through these years.
You don't see what I see
every day as Warren G.
You don't hear what I hear,
but it's so hard to live through these years.
You make me wanna holler, get out the game. Too many motherfuckers know my name. While Snoop Dogg serving time up in Wayside, I puts it down on the street, don't try to take mine. I had to reinsure the homie that he wasn't alone. We talked, and him and Nate to conversate on the phone. He kept saying, nigga, it won't be long before a little skinny nigga like me'll be home. I said, Snoop, things done change, it's not the same. We need to get up out the game, cause we could get paid in a different way. With you kicking dope rhymes and I DJ. Well, as time go past, slowly we try to make it, but things are getting hectic, I just can't take it. Should I A, go back to slanging dope, or should I B, maintain and try to cope, or should I C, just get crazy and wild? But no, I chose D, create the G child. It's been on ever since with me and Mr. Grimm. This shit is getting so hectic that I can't even trust him now.
What would you do for a Warren G cut?
Would you act a fool and nut the fuck up? Back the fuck up, act the fuck up. Niggas talk shit, they get smacked the fuck up, straight up.
You don't see what I see
every day as Warren G.
You don't hear what I hear,
but it's so hard to live through these years.
You don't see what I see
every day as Warren G.
You don't hear what I hear,
but it's so hard to live through these years.
You don't see what I see
every day as Warren G.
You don't see what I see. Oui, oui, je vois bien qu'il est temps de partir. C'était Warren G avec Do You See. Eh bien, c'est avec ce titre que l'on va se quitter aujourd'hui. On se retrouve demain, même radio, même heure. À demain, salut.